Ulster failed to register a point in the second half, being 7-3 up at half time. Paddy Jackson, who had a very mixed game, had the opportunity with a minute to go to kick a penalty from about 30 metres after one of the Munster players had picked up in front of his own player, but unfortunately it never even got off, you could say nearly got off the ground, because it was a very poor kick, and with that went Ulster's opportunity to get a result at the death. But really it was a very lacklustre performance from Ulster over the last couple of weeks, especially the two games against Toulouse and also the Connacht game. They had a great intensity. Today they were 3-0 down after 7 minutes when Ian Keatley, the Munster out half, kicked a penalty. And then there was no scoring in until the 25th minute whenever Ulster got the try that mattered. They had some great pressure, and eventually a pop-up pass from Ruan Pienaar saw Louis Ludic over in the corner. Jackson converted 7-3, and that's how it was until until half-time. But in the second half, Ulster had opportunities in that third quarter, but they failed to put them away, and it was Keatley then who was the man who really became the hero. And in the space of 2 minutes, he went to the score line, went from 7-3 to 9-7, off a Munster scrum against the head, came back to Keatley, and with nothing in front, no players around him, he dropped a very good goal to make it 7-6. And 2 minutes later, also were penalised at a line-out 25 metres out, and Keatley duly bisected the post to make it 9-7. And really, that was the only other scoring there was. Both sides, I'd say, guilty of a lot of drop passes to them. It was a strange game because the pressure must have told. The atmosphere wasn't even as loud as you would expect it for an Ulster-Munster game. But certainly, from Munster's point of view, they'll be delighted, having lost a lot of games on the trot. Ulster, on the other hand, had 4 successive victories. They will now have to pick themselves up greatly for next week for the Onya game and the European Cup. So the final score here today, disappointment from Ulster supporters certainly, but from Munster supporters it was a well-earned, hard-earned result, and they will be absolutely delighted. Final score, Ulster 7, Munster 9. And just in the other rugby that was played today in the Towns Cup, Limavady found it a wee bit too difficult, and Portadown won that game by 27-3. In the Foster Cup, Inishowen travelled to Portadown and they lost by 25-7. The Crawford Cup game at Dungannon between Derry and Dungannon was called off because the pitch was unplayable. That's all the scores, Oisín, up to date.